On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
The pre-Christmas general election is looking a lot more likely this lunchtime. Labour now says it supports the idea because its concerns about a no-deal Brexit have been removed by a new extension which was agreed this week. Labour MP Richard Bergen confirmed the party's new stance as he left a shadow cabinet meeting earlier.
We want to see Boris Johnson writing his Christmas cards from a country retreat that's not called Chequers. We're going to get him out.
Well, later the Prime Minister will ask MPs again to support a general election on the 12th of December. Meantime, it looks like work to remove Operation Brock from the M20 has already started. The contraflow, designed to ease congestion if there are cross-channel travel delays caused by Brexit, was only implemented between Maidstone and Ashford yesterday. It's not needed now as the UK won't be leaving the EU on Thursday. Highways workers have been spotted removing cones from the carriageway.
KMFM News.
A report into the Grenfell Tower disaster says fewer people would have died if the London Fire Brigade had taken certain actions earlier. It's been criticised for serious shortcomings and systematic failures during the 2017 tragedy, which killed 72 people. Commissioner Danny Cotton has also been accused of remarkable insensitivity over evidence she gave last year.
I wouldn't change anything we did on the night. I think, without exception, my firefighters, my officers and my control staff performed in a fantastic way, given the incredible circumstances they were faced against. They were put into an untenable situation in a building that behaved in a way it should never have done.
Nabil Shuker lost 6 family members in the disaster.
Lessons need to be learned, you know, and unfortunately we lost our loved ones, and we don't want anyone else to lose a loved one in order for it not to happen again.
The brigade says it would be inappropriate to comment until the report's officially released tomorrow. Officials in Vietnam say they're trying to speed up the identification of 39 bodies found in the back of a lorry near the Dartford crossing. They're working with police in the UK, who last night released a video on Facebook urging Vietnamese people in Britain to come forward with any information.
I promise you, you will be not arrested, and we will not be sharing your information with anybody else. So please come forward and let us help you.
A man's in custody charged over their deaths after the discovery last Wednesday. An Edenbridge woman who stole the car of a Good Samaritan who'd stopped to help her has avoided being sent straight to prison. The victim was flagged down by Hannah Smythe on a country road in April last year before being forced out of the vehicle by her then boyfriend who'd been hiding. The 32-year-old from Bowbeach Road was given a 2-year suspended sentence. The roof of a former gun shop in Ashford has collapsed following a huge fire. At Kent Online, you can see pictures and videos of the blaze, which broke out in the old Kent wool grower site on Tannery Lane yesterday. 6 fire engines and a height vehicle were needed to tackle the flames.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, there are concerns a school's decision to stop buses from dropping off pupils at the site will cause huge traffic disruption in Sittingbourne. The head of Westlands Secondary says there's not enough space because they've had to convert part of the school to accommodate even more students. Well, buses are now having to park on the A2 at 4 new bus stops instead. But Roland Eglinton from Chalkwell Coach Hire says it's not ideal.
Obviously, all the kids come out at more or less the same time, so they expect the buses to be there and ready and waiting for them. We expect some of the issues to be, you know, the children sort of milling around. There's the safety aspect of it.
Police are investigating after racist graffiti and a swastika was spray-painted onto the side of a railway bridge in Herne Bay. It was spotted along the pedestrian crossing at Blacksole Bridge in Beltinge on Sunday. Again, schools written to parents warning them of the dangers of the new video game Fortnite Chapter 2. Barton Court Grammar in Canterbury say they've sent out emails to try and stop pupils getting addicted to the online multiplayer game. And there are calls today to help reduce loneliness among young people in a part of Kent. It comes as a bench designed to get people sitting down and having a chat starts a tour of Medway. The chatty bench has been set up by the Men in Sheds project, which is aimed at over 25s and people who've retired early. But Medway councillor David Brake says there are often school children who could benefit from it too.
Maybe they're not associated with the scouts or the guides or the cadets. They don't go to a youth group or anything of that nature. They don't play football or any of the other sports. And these are very lonely young people that need help and support.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and England have slumped to an 8-wicket defeat in their final 2020 warm-up match against a New Zealand 11. Kent's Joe Denley hit 39, while Sam Billings made 27 as they reached 188 for 5 from their 20 overs. Kiwi opener Colin Munro smashed 107 runs from just 57 balls as the host comfortably chased down the run target. England's first T20 international against New Zealand is on Saturday. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.